Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer and WNYC. Coming up on tomorrow's program, we'll begin a December series with the editors of the brand new Encyclopedia of New York City. This should be really fun. We will even quiz you to see if your knowledge of New York is encyclopedic. That's coming up tomorrow here on the Brian Lehrer Show, editor of the brand new Encyclopedia of New York City. Well, the entry for OTB may soon have to be changed. New York City OTB could shut down for good at the end of this week. That's one possible result of the lack of action by the special session of the New York State Legislature called by Governor Patterson this week. Let's talk about it with Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief of the Daily News. Hey, Ken, welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you.
So let's start with OTB. What did they consider in Albany, and what's the current status?
Well, what they considered was there was legislation to help OTB with its rescue plan to get out of bankruptcy. Some legislative action was needed. Things like OTB wants to get rid of its or give its betting, online and phone betting systems to the New York Racing Association, which is one of its top creditors, as well as some of the harness tracks, which is also our big creditors. So there are a whole bunch of things that wanted to cut the payments OTB would be required to make to the various tracks. It would slash some of the benefits for the unions and allow for layoffs. All these kinds of things to save money and to make them more financially stable. The Assembly passed it yesterday, and the Senate left without doing anything, saying, we're not going to be rushed into this. We don't believe there's a real deadline. Things we've heard in the past. And the Patterson administration is saying there's a very real deadline, and it's Friday, and if the Senate doesn't come back, we're shutting it down on Friday.
How real do you think that is? They're talking about shutting it down for good, not going on some kind of hiatus. How real is that?
I think it's real this time. I mean, it's sort of hard because we've had the boy that cries wolf so many times on this issue. If you recall, a couple of years ago, the city was ready to shut it down because the city had been running it, and the state stepped in and took it over at the last minute. And then earlier this spring, the old OTB management was saying, oh, we're going to close unless we get financial relief or help from the legislature. It never came. And a day later, they were like, well, we can probably go on for another year. And that really upset a lot of lawmakers. This time, though, everyone seems to agree it's real, that OTB is running out of money and that something has to be done.
I understand why they'd be losing money on things like education and Medicaid, but how come the state can't even run a bookie operation in the black?
Well, that was always the joke, that it's the only, it's the largest bookie operation to lose money. The problem is the statutory requirements that has OTB paying out to the various tracks and municipalities and other parts of the racing industry. And what ends up happening is they end up paying out more, or they're required to pay out more than they're taking in. So it's not even that it's losing money in the sense that they're not raising enough money. The problem is how much OTB has to pay out, and it's statutorily required.
Now, in this special session, the legislature did take some action on a moratorium on hydraulic fracturing or fracking for natural gas. What did they do?
Well, the Senate had passed that actually before the session ended back in the spring. I hate calling this the special session because it really was a not-so-special session. But the Assembly, a four-hour overnight debate that went to almost 4 in the morning, Wednesday morning, they passed it. What it does is it prohibits really the permitting and the moving ahead with hydrofracking, which is a controversial drilling method for natural gas upstate. But the thing is, the question is how real it is, because it only lasts until May of next year. Now, maybe when they were first considering it, it was a year-long ban or prohibition, but now it's only going to be a couple of months, and there's no one who really believes that any of the permits or any of the actual work would have started before then anyway.
Nobody in the New York City area, I don't want to say nobody, but this seems overwhelmingly unpopular in the downstate area with the possible threat to the city's reservoirs from some of the drilling, at least the way it's been presented to the public. So who's keeping this idea alive at all? Is it the power of the natural gas industry?
Well, it's the power of the natural gas industry, and it's upstate. I mean, upstate, the economy is just dismal. It's hurting. People are fleeing. Property taxes are high. This is seen as a way to create jobs, to create, tax revenue, and it's seen as a huge, almost like a gold rush for a real struggling and upstate economy. So there's a lot of communities upstate that want this.
Finally, Governor Patterson was hoping that a $315 million budget deficit that has reopened for the current fiscal year could be closed by this not-so-special session of the legislature, rather than leaving it for next year and opening the hole that much further for the next legislature and the next governor to have to deal with it, and, you know, plus all the interest on that additional borrowed money. How come they couldn't close that $315 million hole?
Because there was no will. That's really the bottom line. The lawmakers in the Senate, right now the Democrats control the Senate, and there was really a belief that they're not going to be in power come January, when the Republicans are expected to take control of the Senate after this election cycle. So they said, you know what? You gave us no help when we were making these cuts and choices. It's all up to you now. There was also no real desire to help a very, very unpopular governor. And the Senate Democrats made it clear they were not going to give him the bulk of his nominations. They were just not going to do anything that they didn't have to do to help him out.
So why think Andrew Cuomo will be any more successful when he takes office in January?
I mean, Andrew Cuomo does come in with a 62%, mandate, from his election. He did lay out an agenda that he was elected on, and he was elected as opposed to David Patterson. I think you'll see lawmakers more inclined to work with him. But you know what? 4 years ago, Elliot Spitzer came in with the mantra, on day one, everything changes, and he sought to make all sorts of cuts to health care didn't happen, or change the way healthcare was funded, and it didn't happen. He got rolled by the legislature. So it's going to be an interesting battle. I think you'll see them want to try and work with the new governor, especially in the first year, but we'll see what kind of tack to take, how ugly it gets.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the Daily News. Ken, thanks a lot.
Take care. Happy holidays.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. We have a poll on our It's a Free Country Politics website today about the founder of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, and his call for Secretary of State Clinton to resign if, in fact, she ordered diplomats to spy on their peers at the United Nations. And our poll question is, do you agree with Julian Assange? Should Secretary of State Hillary Clinton resign if she ordered diplomats to act as spies at the United Nations? Go vote yes or no on our thoroughly unscientific poll at our politics website. It's a freecountry.org. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. More in a minute.